listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is October 15th, 8:05 Central Time. That is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. Good morning, Pastor Schrader.
Good morning to you. Good to our listeners, too.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you as our guest this morning, and looking forward to studying in Matthew, the chapter 13 today. Tell us a little bit about Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma.
Well, we're a small church. We have about 250 on our rolls, and average attendance about 95 on Sunday. We have two services on Sunday and one on Wednesday night. One of our things on Wednesday is we call it chaos, and I like to play with that word a little bit because our kids came up with that word, the acronym, where chaos is children hyped about our Savior. And so then I just kind of play with other people. So, you'll come out of the chaos of the world and come to our chaos on Wednesday night. We're in the Word. Its emphasis is more on Word and study, but we do have some meal time and fellowship time and worship time, but the emphasis is on the Word. So that's with that. And then we also working on connecting with our community. Things have changed. Demographics have changed quite a bit since we started 50, 60 years ago. So we're trying to be in the midst of our neighbors and be known, but not just us, but so Christ is. And that's a little bit about us here in Oklahoma on this hot day,
Well, we are thankful for the ministry there and that you're proclaiming the good news in Bethany, Oklahoma, gathering around the Word and the sacraments there, studying God's Word diligently. And that's what we're going to do today as well. We're going to study God's Word diligently, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Pastor, what would you like for us to know as we prepare to study Matthew chapter 13 today?
Well, one of the things that I think for the listeners or anybody looking at this, it's a familiar parables, passage. This parable, starts out where Jesus is sharing this earthly story stuff, but then he also, at the tail end of these passages, these verses, he explains it. So maybe I won't have much to do, but that's one thing that's unique and it's good where, we in the Lutheran Church, we let Scripture interpret Scripture, and that's very helpful. But then there's this spot in the middle that maybe bring up some. I was looking at that a little bit too, but so the familiarity of this parable, the purpose of the parables as it is in the middle, and then the explanation of the parables. It may seem like, well, I know this story, I know this parable. What can I learn from this? And that's where Bible study and discussion can dig into. And I'm looking forward to talking with you or talking with others. About when they read it, when we're talking about it, what kind of discussion comes from it, and how can we live our faith as we sow the seed, the word, what's out there that kind of affects our hearing and our knowledge and our faith as we, look forward to, live in this kingdom of God. So we'll start with that.
All right. Very good. Let's take a look at the parable of the sower as described in the ESV today. If you have a question or a comment, we are in Matthew 13 today, studying with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from the Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. You can give us a call or an email, 314-821-0850 in the St. Louis area, or toll free 1-800-730-2727. The email address, kfuo@kfuo.org. Here we go. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. All right, so that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Went for a nice little walk and sat down by the sea.
That's what I was thinking. Just taking the words and just, in the house, maybe had something to eat, and now it's time to get out and about. And, of course, he heads down to the sea, and it just kind of an everyday thing. Christ in the midst of the world, and you make contact with people, I'm going to assume, so...
And of course, his quiet time by the sea doesn't last that long, and great crowds gathered about him, and so he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach.
Yeah. The crowds, just thinking about what time of day was this, we don't know, but people were watching, and people recognized, and, maybe it's just a little rumble with the crowd and say, hey, I think that's Jesus. And so, heading on down, and of course we, with the boat and the water and the, the acoustics, or if you want to call it that where his voice could carry, and here he's got an opportunity to share, to teach. And I think for us too, when is there an opportunity for us to teach? And of course, then what are we teaching? Of course, we're getting to this with the words, the sowing, but what words are we repeating? And who's listening? Who's listening? So a little bit for us, too. Are we in the crowd, or are we going to be a teacher? And there's opportunity to be both on some days. So,
excuse me. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them.
Yeah, and dirty birds, I grew up on a farm in Minnesota. Of course, we didn't have, we had all the farm equipment, but there was always these paths that, you could drive down or side of the field or sometimes down the middle of the field, depending on. But, the reality of things, people knew about that. And I think that's the thing, this parable, this earthly story, what people know, what's familiar, and the birds are there. They want a handout. And, of course, there's other meaning with the birds snatching away. I don't want to jump into it too deep and take away from the interpretation, but there's lots of discussion that can, our thoughts go through your mind. But
And other seeds, verse 5, other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away.
Yeah. And I think as we look at this and read through it quickly too, and you're going to get into the next verse, but then, things to think on this earthly story is the sower. Who's the sower? Who's that farmer? Am I in there? And then going back and repeating, the path, that soil type, we may, is that a soil? But it's in the field. What about the field? What about the world? What about all the cement that's out there in the world? And where do we walk? And then the rocky stuff, that, of course, the rocks, the shallowness, why the roots, sprang up quickly, why they didn't go deep, all of those kind of things. And of course, further on is with, why, what is preventing the roots for us to be rooted in Christ, that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Other seeds fell among thorns.
Yeah.
And the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Well, let's talk about the ones that fell among thorns.
Yeah. Thorns are buggers out there in the field. And, farmers, these days, they use the chemicals and all kind of things. Back then, they didn't have all that technology and so on and so forth. So the thorns grew and sometimes before they got out there to pull them. And of course, there's another story, you know, should I, you know, the wheat's in the tear, should I pull the weeds? And they said, no, don't, you know, they'll pull the good with the bad. And so just leave them grow in that whole story and aspect connection. But the weeds here and the choking and the taking away from I'm going to being fruitful, just putting that word in there, because going into the good soil and what is happening there with the seeds, we know what needs to be done for a seed to sprout and grow and produce, you know, that dying aspect, that rotting away, so that that sprout will come forth. And so then, and then the yield, yeah. But those thorns, what thorns are out there in this world that is choking us? And to think about your daily lives, what's choking that word?
There are many things that choke us. That well, that we willingly embrace.
Yeah. You know, the with that, you know, they talk about the worries get in there. They talk about, you know, maybe our love for what, you know, our other gods get in there that can choke. And sometimes it's difficult for us to admit, you know, for us Christians to say, you know, well, you know, I believe in Jesus and I trust in his word and I live by his word. But then when trials and tribulations come, what love do we have? And admittingly, as sinners and saints, sinner side, you know, there are things that kind of get in the way and can just kind of push God's word out. Or even the other side of your friends, you know, what are your friends saying? Your friends at work, the friends that our kids have at school, you know, what's all going on in the conversation of words, where we work, where we play, you know, the vacation time, the time alone, and all that kind of stuff, that the words that we hear that get in the way of God's word, Christ's words, the teachings words, yes.
Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Why not all the same?
That's true. Good point. If it's good soil.
But it's truthfully, even, you know, with my background and growing up and watching and planting seeds in the same field, it doesn't yield the same all the time. There can be hills. There can be dips. And it's still good soil, but the production, you know, something is happening. You're producing, there's fruitfulness, there's, you know, to be able to go through with a combine and get the grain, you know, it's all worthwhile. And, of course, then how with the words and being and how it's received. And that's the thing, too, with this last part, the good soil receives the seed, it goes down, there's opportunity for the roots to produce, to tap into the good nutrients and then grow. And, of course, there, too, with the word and what's affecting your life today, where are you at in your faith today, and how does that how do you receive the word? Because we know, as was with children, you know, in the faith, and, you know, we're on milk first, and then we want to get into the meat and potatoes. But sometimes it takes a while to get to the meat and potatoes because of, you know, just life and what we're hearing and all that kind of good stuff. So the yield will vary. But the goal there too is that it's being fruitful. God's word is out there, and it is affecting and you know, affecting people and how they live and that thing. That's the main thing here. Whether it's 100, 60, or 30, And there's always another day to keep on sowing. So,
he who has ears, let him hear.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem today. You know, I was thinking about that. Our itchy ears, mm-hmm. and what do we really want? And this world is so much around us, and that's where, even as I, you know, thinking about this, and I talk to others about this, the world around us, and how we're familiar with the worldly stuff. You know, we're familiar, like, with what we feel, what goes between our fingers and toes, you know, walking the sandals that these farmers wore. You know, they felt the dirt. They may have felt the prick of the thorn. We're all very familiar. They may have stubbed their toe on a rock or picked one up and says, you know, I got to get rid of this. But we're so familiar with the worldly stuff, but then that, and I would say kingdom stuff, that heavenly stuff, that God stuff, and that's where the sowing is so important, so that, and that's why Jesus talked in parables, so that there would be seeing, there would be hearing, there would be understanding. And he had to. There has to be a number of seeds scattered out there. It isn't just one seed. You know, it's a, you know, that broadcast. There's a, you know, that sack, and it's just scattered. And where it falls, that's where the seed begins to do its thing. And then, of course, what gets in the way? Are the rocks in the way? Are the thorns in the way? Or will it yield 130 or 60? Yeah. Are you hearing? Are you listening? Do I want to hear God's word? That's the thing. Or is there something else that's piquing my interest? Is God an interest in my life? And the discussion, if you look in on the news and we're the politics, and not to get too much into politics and all that kind of stuff, you know where we're at with that. But, you know, we're hearing what the candidates are interested in, to think how the world should go. And then there's these rulings in court what the courts are saying. And we're listening to all that stuff. And then again, I tell my people here too, you know, we hear that. But are you also hearing what God says? And are we interested in that? And I know many people have, in Bible study, says, well, I don't know if I fully agree with what God is saying here. You know, I don't like how he's saying that. You know, that law, you know, and the gospel side. We just want to hear that we're okay. And with God, we are. You know, God and our lives and the Spirit as he guides us and the Word as it teaches us, we know the truth. But I mentioned this to our confirmation kids, you know, that man's word, you know, we believe our word is true. And there is truth in our word, man's word, but then it's not absolutely true. And people have struggles with that, of God's absolute truth. And is it just like man's word? And of course, then, who are we listening to? What do we hear more? Do we hear God's word more, or do we hear man's word more?
So. With just about a minute left, anything else about verse 9, he who has ears, let him hear, before we go to break?
I just pray that, you know, because even later on, that, like you say, the prophets long to know what the disciples were hearing. And I pray that we long to know what God is saying today. So we have ears that are listening.
We are studying the Daily New Testament Reading with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. We're in Matthew chapter 13 today. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call or an email, 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or KFUO at KFUO.org.
Worldwide KFUO is easy to find on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at KFUO.org. Through our contacts page online, you can ask us questions. And there is good old snail mail, too. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. the worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for more than 90 years.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates, 8:26 on October 15th. We are studying the daily New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 13, today with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. All right, Pastor, anything else verses 1 through 9 before we go on to the next section?
Now let's jump ahead.
All right, very good. Yeah, we've got a lot of text to cover yet.
Yeah.
Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing that they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive.' For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So the disciples came and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
Talk to me, Jesus. You know, there's even thoughts about people today saying, I just wish God would talk to me, you know, make it clear to me. And here, even the disciples, the gift that they were given in the time that they have with Jesus, and here the word was right before them, and still they just, the earthly stuff kind of gets in the way. So they asked this question, and the answer then is, you know, Jesus said, you were given this to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Hmm.
And then you ponder that a little bit, you know, kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and if you think about even the previous with the parable of the sower and the seed and the word and, you know, what affects the word. And it's supposed to be all kingdom stuff. The words we speak should be kingdom stuff. Now, what is that? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, confirmation, you know, going back to catechetical and the three kingdoms, power, grace, and glory. And Christ reigning, you know, Christ our king, his offices, prophet, priest, and king, but going to the king. He is his reign. And I think that's where, if we look at this and this whole text and the word, and are we speaking about Christ's reign? And what does that mean?
Hmm.
Him ruling our hearts, his words guiding our ways. And I think that's where, because of the weeds, the rocks, the birds, Satan, you know, the worries, the trials and tribulations, words of the world, you know, all that cloud out, fog out, Christ's words. But here God is teaching, Jesus is teaching that this is what it's all about. This is what we are to be about in sowing our seeds. That's that Christ's reign stuff. And then what does that mean? What does it mean for Christ to reign in my life? And I, you know, talking with different people, that's where half-truths come in there. And then again, of course, is a half-truth truth. And that's where going back, he who has ears, let him hear. I know I'm talking, this part where the calloused hearts, eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, hearts that don't understand. And what the prophet was saying, and how that prophecy was happening with the people there at Jesus' time, and then now look at it at our time. What about our calloused hearts and our eyes that don't see and our ears that don't hear? And the thing is, are we longing to know the truth, or are we longing just to get through the day. You know, I live day by day, and whatever comes in my way, and here's the sin side of things, I'll get through it. But how can we get through it alone? We can't get through it alone. We need God's guidance. We need the Holy Spirit. We need a friend that encourages us to speak God stuff, kingdom stuff. So,
to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. I find it interesting. To some it has been and some it hasn't. But we'll talk more about that in the next few verses. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
When I was thinking about that, and in studying, there's a little reference where the disciples were the children of God. And we too, you know, we can put ourselves in there too, but how we are children and the childlike faith, and here the disciples are learning, and they're walking, and of course what is out there, what's ahead for Jesus, what's ahead there for us, the kingdom stuff, the forgiveness stuff, the living for Christ completely stuff. But they were given the secrets, but to the others they were not. For the sowing, not that they shouldn't, but they didn't get it. Now, here's the task for those who were given the secrets. What are you going to do now with these secrets? Some people on the may have heard this, where a gentleman went to Sunday school faithfully year after year, and he was given a reward because he was so faithful being in Bible class. And the question came about, now what are you going to do since you received this reward? And he says, well, I think I'll continue in my coming to this Bible class. And the thought, it's our growth, that going to Bible study is good. It is. It's being in the Word is good, but sometimes there comes the point of, now let me teach. And let me teach what you've heard in Bible class and live that and let people see that in the workplace, in the school place. Thinking of our young people, there's so many lifestyles and beliefs in our universities or in our elementaries or in our high schools, and they don't have it. They don't have the secrets of the kingdom. And then going on a little further about for the one who has, more will be given. If we have the word, we have a great responsibility. And to continue that and grow on that, get on the meat and the milk, or get on the meat and potato stuff. But then he has will be taken away. If the word is not there in your life, if Christ is not there in your life, and you're just very worldly, very selfish, that you can completely turn away from God. You know, you just get totally anti-God. And, some of that stuff, as we look in the world today, where are people at when it comes to living? What is their importance? And living for Christ, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, love your neighbor as yourself. In the world, it says, love yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. And if you just start thinking about self and you become that God, that little G, you can lose everything. And the losing everything meaning also that your salvation, because you don't know about it anymore. You just think, well, you die and, you go back to the earth. And some people today believe that kind of stuff. There is no heaven. There is no hell aspect. And our purpose here with sowing seed is to, in a sense, say it this way, rob hell and populate heaven. Of course, we don't. God uses us. Thank you, Lord, so that we can sow that word, that Christ rule, Christ kingdom, and then that heavenly kingdom that will be ours for eternity.
This is why I speak to them in parables, because Seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.
Yeah. Takes patience. We're used to the quick fix, you know. Think like I think and everything will be perfect. Well, you know, think like God thinks and, you know, things will be great. But this eyes that see and ears that hear, that's what's coming out here. I'm not seeing it right here. I'm looking in my Bible, but just where for God to heal. Verse 15. That they understand, that they hear, they see, that I would heal them. And that's what God wants for us all, to be healed from that sinful condition we have of not hearing, not seeing, not understanding, or just his word, just healing us from being turned away from him so that we'll be healed and saved.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
Yeah. The disciples, did they see what they had before them? And, of course, we know with other stories, you know, with Peter, you know, he had his doubts, and I think all the other disciples had their doubts, and Judas Iscariot, you know, what got in his way. But they had what a blessing they had, and here they saw Jesus and they saw God. And if you see me, Jesus said, you know the Father. You ponder that a little bit and say, boy, if I had the opportunity to walk with Jesus every day, boy, life would be different. And the truth is, we have opportunity to walk with Jesus every day, as we're doing right now. And how does that affect us, you know, with our eyes and our ears and our hearing? How does that affect us when we read a book or watch a TV show? Or even if we talk about somebody that has hurt us, what about your relationships? What about the work you do, the school work you do, the respect you give to one another, how you think about public officials, all that kind of stuff? What are we teaching our kids or others when? You know, all our conversation is just about sports or the weather. You know, what are we teaching? What's important to us? And I've told the kids confirmation in just thinking our words should only be God's words. But, of course, in the world, you know, we like to talk about other things. You know, Halloween is coming up, you know. and the importance of all those decorations for Halloween. But do we think about the saints and the faith they had, the life they lived, and all that kind of stuff?
Let's take a look at the explanation of the parable. We have just a couple minutes left. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the world, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. All right, so hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart.
Yeah, no chance. No chance for any you know, I'm going to say the, and to hear the seed and the dying and just thinking of Christ being planted, you know, in the tomb and all that kind of stuff. But no chance for this seed to do anything. And the devil snatches it away. And, you know, the hard hearts that we have, and there's stories and references to hardened hearts. Thinking of Pharaoh in that mind with Moses and all that, there's no chance for anything to happen. And the birds, the devil does not want us to have a moment of thought about Christ. And so even if we have a moment of thought, praise the Lord, because the Holy Spirit can use that. But the devil, our selfishness, that sin, devil doesn't want any chance. So we have to know our enemy. And that's where even in evangelism, as the word is out there, the patience to have to go back again, to listen. There's a lot more in just kind of, you know, vomiting out there what you know about Jesus. Take first of listening to where they're at in their life. Because there's something going on in their life that the word is not taking root, and they believe something else. And there's so many people in this world, so many different races, so many different religions, and the life's what's happening in their life. So we need to listen so that maybe I'll put it this way, that the Holy Spirit, we're sowing the seed, the Holy Spirit can place it in this one spot. Going back with this over with this parable where am I rocky soil? Am I thorny soil? Am I good soil? Am I hard, the path? And some say, well, we might have all of those soils in us, you know, if you're looking at that, at certain times of our lives. And so that where God knowing us so well, and, of course, the devil, he knows quite a bit too, but not as much as God, or because God is all-knowing. But, you know, let the Holy Spirit then use this word and use this seed. And for faith comes by hearing. So it's not snatched away because the temptations are there and the Satan is there.
As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away.
Yeah. And thinking about this, you know, the rooting in Jesus. I am the vine, you're the branches. You know, what are different, but still the thought of what are we tapped into? The root system goes down deep. If it's shallow, if it's it cannot go deep, what are we founded on? What's our foundation? That solid rock. Of course, now here rock and rocky soil, you know, putting things in perspective, but the root system is not going down. And the sun is out there, things in this world, things that bother us, that withers us, that scorches us. And pretty soon, if there's nothing to get those nutrients to bring it up and keep the plant alive, keeping us alive in Christ, if there's nothing there, we're going to die. We're going to die. What a blessing we can be to be people that go forth and just share our faith with others. What a blessing. Or just live our faith and let other people see us. So that's where the seeing or the hearing, and then hopefully there may be a day where they says, you know, I wonder why that person is so happy today. You know, I know she's going through an illness. I know she's going through relationship difficulties. Why is she still joyful? What is doing this? You know,
we have just about a minute left for these last two verses here, Pastor. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
Yeah. I'm just, in our time left, I think looking at this is the goal to bear fruit, how to be fruitful. And coming through here, we know what is needed. The word needs to be, you know, Christ's reign in our life needs to be, and what that all means. You can talk more about, you know, Christ's rule in my life. He is my king, and I'm a servant to him, and everything I'm about is about Christ for the purpose of eternity, you know. But we can live that joy. Even in the previous one, you know, received the word with joy, but then things got in the way and took that joy away. Even with the thornies, you know, the thorny ground, the weeds, that choking, the root is there. The root is even deeper. But now there's all those things around us, you know, the worries of finances, the worries of, sickness, the worries of aging parents, the worries of kids having, you know, into drugs or other issues. There's just so much. But for us to be then fruitful, and what is being fruitful? Not just doing nice things, but, good works, godly works, faith-produced works, so that Christ is known and God is given the glory.
We've been studying the daily New Testament reading today with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. Pastor Schrader, thanks for being our guest pastor, helping us study Matthew 13 today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
You bet. God bless you and all the saints there at Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma. Coming up in just a little bit, sacred music to sanctify your morning and morning prayer right around the corner. All on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.